gridiron.
Shut your mouth, podcasting.
Yards, touchdowns.
Shut your mouth, podcasting. First round draft pick. Believe we got stats, kid. Quarterback sacking. 100 yard dashing. So tap in for the action.
Welcome to the Sim Podcast. I'm your co-host, Eric, and I'm always joined by my co-host. What up, Ron?
What's going on?
You know what we do? We talk about the National Football on a weekly basis, including the playoffs. Ron, this is episode 108, week 12. How are you feeling? I know you guys won last game against Baltimore. Now you're in the top of the division. Are you excited or are you worried? Or what? Where are you right now?
I'm excited. 2 weeks in a row, I think they were both litmus tests for, you know, how good can this team be? I think there's a lot of positives to take in from the last couple of weeks, the last couple of victories. But at the same time, I know we got a tough road ahead, including, you know, Thursday night at Cleveland. I don't think it's going to be an easy game, divisional opponent. So I'm happy where we're at, but there's still a long ways to go. And I like for us to, I think, you know, at this point, I think the team's going to make the playoffs. It's just about seeding. I think we're in contention to get the first seed, but it's probably, I think we have the toughest road ahead to get that first seed, just looking at the teams we have to face.
So we'll have NFL news. We'll recap week 11. We'll do our predictions for week 12. We'll do our teams prediction, our upset special, and then we'll finish it up with the power rankings. So, Ron, the Jets fired the GM. Was this too late? Or, like I said to you when I heard the news, was it the wrong New York team? Or should both GMs be fired?
Too late. Probably, I don't know if it's too late, right? So when you make a decision as a GM to bring in someone like Rodgers, or in the case as in Cleveland, to sign Deshaun Watson, those are huge decisions that you're making. If they don't work out, right, you fall flat in your face. So obviously, you know, in the Jets situation, that did not work. And it just seems like they are moving on from that whole group. But what's weird is, like, Rodgers and the owner have a good relationship. So I'm kind of surprised, to be honest with you, that they would get rid of the GM.
Well, why wouldn't they have a good relationship? This dude loves Trump. Rodgers, anti-vaccine. Love Robert Kennedy Jr. I mean, I'm not saying that this is a right-wing plot, but the Woody Johnson thing is just ridiculous. And, you know, like you mentioned earlier, it was his idea to bring in Rodgers. It was his idea to get Davante Adams, and it didn't fix things. So, yeah, goodbye. Listen, I think that they should have waited until the season's over, but I'm like, who are they going to hire now? Who wants to take this job? They're going to have to, like, you know, promote somebody. Speaking of New York teams, Daniel Jones benched. And not just, like, backup. Third string bench.
Yeah, but that's pretty normal for guys who get benched. They don't move.
Now, I don't know if that's normal.
It is.
To go into the third rank, like, they don't even trust you to, like, come in case of emergency.
It's not about trust. It's about they don't want to put him at number two, and then something happens to your starter, and then you're right back to Daniel Jones. They're trying to avoid that conversation from even happening. So when you have a high name, or someone who was, you know, the expectations were high, and they lose their job, that's usually typically what happens, is they move them all the way to the third spot. So there's no question that if this guy fails, we're not going back to you. We're moving. We've made the decision to move on.
So if you're going to make the decision, is he going to be traded at the end of the season?
He's gone.
He's gone?
He's gone.
I mean,
because moving him to third means that you've made the decision. Not only is it is he gone for the rest of this year? You don't plan on playing him the rest of the year, but, you know, going forward, he's not part of your, you know, team's future. And again, I think that's Nora. I've seen that.
Is he better than Tommy DeVito, though?
It doesn't matter.
Is he better than Tyrod?
No, it's Locke, I think, right?
Is it Locke?
I don't think Tyrod.
Oh, yeah, no, you're Tyrod is with the Jets.
Yeah. I don't think it matters at this point. I think they are making a business decision to say, forget about winning games, right? Let's just get through the rest of the season. Jones is relegated to the bench. You'll never see the field again. At the end of the season, we're going to look to see which rookie quarterback we're bringing in.
So they're just going to eat that 40 mil. I think they own. They still own, like, because he signed a five year extension, right?
Yeah.
2 years ago. So they're just going to eat that $40 million.
They're going to have to try to find a team that'll take some of that. You know, but I doubt they'll find any takers, right? So Denver did it, right, with Russell Wilson. So it's not out of the norm for teams to eat, you know, big salaries. So,
well, Denver is owned by the Walmart family. They can afford to eat the cost. I don't know if Mara's pockets are that deep. So I don't know if, to me, I think Jones could come back because I just don't
There's
see
no
them.
Way.
I don't see them eating that $40 million a year.
It's not happening.
If they get rid of the coach, if they get rid of the GM, I think whoever comes in, I'm not saying that Daniel Jones could be a starter. I'm just saying there's no way that he gets traded, you know, 30 cents for a dollar. I just don't see that.
He is. I mean, there's no alternative. Denver was stuck in the same situation, right? You have a guy who you've made your bed with. You said he's the guy and turns out he's not. He's not going to say, okay, let me scratch my contract, you know, off and like redo it.
Well, that's what I mean. Happen. It's like if you're locked in with this contract for $40 million a year, you're just going to pay this guy, what, 120? I mean, just to go away?
You don't have any choice, right? Why keep playing him, keeping him on your team if you know he's not your future? If there's someone else that you feel comfortable with in the draft.
Are they going to draft
Sanders?
Or not
even the draft. You might find someone in free agent.
Are they going to trade him for Bryce Young, who's, I guess, floating around that he might...
Definitely not Bryce Young.
Yeah, it's
just... But there's other guys. Like,
I want to see how this turns out because I want to see whether... He gets traded, whether they just, like you said, just put him in the closet and say, don't come out. You're the third strings. I just want to see how this plays out, because if they end up like they are right now at the bottom of the division, hey, why not just throw him out there? You're going to lose anyways. You're not going to make the playoffs anyway. So let him, you know, just be horrible.
Yeah. Wow. I think that's sending the wrong message, too, to your team, if that's what you do, if you just throw him out there knowing he's a lame duck.
Letting Saquon go sends the wrong message from day one.
That's true. But listen, there are some guys, if you're not happy with what's in the draft, then I think they will go in the draft. You still got both Steelers quarterbacks that don't have contracts and won't be under contract once the season ends. So maybe you throw something out for Fields or Russell Wilson and they bite. I don't know. So, but there's options out there.
Yeah, there's definitely options. I just want to see what they do with this huge, massive contract with that Jones. And you brought this up, Ron. They're talking about an 18-game season. Are you going to say no to the NFL?
Listen, we're fans. We're going to want it. Or like, the more, the better. But honestly... I don't think the more the better. I think the more games that you have, the more watered down it becomes, just like other sports like basketball, baseball. We talked about, you know, how like those sports have too many games. With the NFL specifically going to like 18 games, and this is coming from Roger Goodell saying he wants to get to 18 games within the next 5 years. He also wants to get to 16 international games. It's all about money, right? For the owners, getting one additional game. It's about getting one extra game worth of money. So that's all it really comes down to. But for the players themselves, I think if I'm you know, if I'm the players union, I'm going to fight as much as I can against it. And if they're really pushing for it, then I'm going to get a lot back in return, right? Not just the salary, but there's got to be increase in roster size. There has to be a lot of things to protect the, you know, the players and give them, you know, some sort of benefit for playing 18 games.
I think I saw an interview with Joe Burrow where he was saying that if they do go to 18 games, then they have to do an extra bye week.
Yeah, extra bye week for sure.
Yeah, because then if they do the extra bye week, we're talking about having the Super Bowl on President's Day, which means no work, no school, no nothing the next day, which they should have done that years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's plus and minuses, because it would be great if you can just go hard on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, because a lot of people just don't do it. They're like, oh, the kids got school. Oh, I got to work and blah, blah, blah.
I think for where football is right now, everyone gets excited beginning of the season, right? Your team's 0-0. You got this huge, beautiful roster in front of you. You see like all these good things that can happen in the year. You get to the end of the year. What percent of the players are still the same players from beginning of the year? It's like completely like there's so many injuries that happen. So many guys off. You're really playing with guys off the street by the time you get to the end of the year. You know, even Kansas City, that's, you know, what happened to them last year.
It's happening to them right now.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I can see
injuries I know injuries are a huge part of NFL. Injuries are going to happen regardless, but the more games you have, the more players that are going to get hurt, and then your roster is just going to look completely different from what you started with. So that's the watering down effect, I think, from having too many games that I personally, you know, I'm not.
I think you can expand the roster to include more players. But like I said, are those players elite? Like, are those going to be practice squad players that just happen to make the roster because it's more players now? So
yeah,
it is going to water down a little bit, but I like the thinking as far as not having to work the next day. That's what I'm happy with. Now, forget about the teams getting hurt and players union not doing what they should be doing, protecting players.
What do you feel about the international side of it? 16 international games within the next 5 years.
I mean,
16. That's basically a game like every week.
Listen, if you like to travel all around the world and follow your team, then that's great. But, you know, it comes with its own obstacles, right? When you're talking about, you know, crime rate, you're talking about, can you go out of your resort? The field, is it football ready? What happened in Brazil with people just not gripping the foot? It's like, there's a lot of variables when you go international, but I like the fact that, you know, you can play in Ireland, you can play in Brazil, you can play in Mexico.
What's the point? I don't like, what's the end game? I know money is part of it, but what's the end game? You're never going to have a team in Ireland or Germany or Mexico.
I mean, they're thinking about having a team in London, which logistically would
That's not going to happen. I don't care.
Mexico has a more of a chance because your Texas is right there. Flights are going to be shorter.
Who wants to play for Mexico?
Well, not only who wants to play, like, how would that work? Like, where would the players live? Like, where would they
That's what I'm saying.
Practice? Like, you have to think about all that, but...
And not to mention, like, honestly, like, those countries we just mentioned, they don't give
Yeah, but a I'm rat sure that
ass about football.
There's going to be some kind of millionaire in that country that says, you know what, I want my own team. And they're going to pay big bucks for it. And that's how it all starts.
Yeah, well...
That's how it all starts. So let's go into week 11, Ron, because if I'm looking at this right, I've taken the lead.
Yeah, you
106-101. And, you know, I'm not going to talk the talk and say I don't look back. I just had a really good week this past week.
You basically ran the table.
Cincinnati let me down. They almost won that game, but other than that, I was feeling myself. I was so much feeling myself. Like,
you missed just one game. That's it. I missed, on the other hand, I missed six, which is crazy.
Yeah, it is what it is. Ron, who was your upset special for week 11?
So I went with the Rams at Patriots. I thought the Patriots would pull it off. I thought New England's offense was looking good. I had them winning 24-20. I thought the Patriots defense, especially their secondary, was playing well. And all of a sudden, you know, I didn't watch much of the game, but I was looking at the score and I'm like, Matthew Stafford is going, you know, going off on the secondary. What the hell's going on? So that was my upset special. Patriots blew it for me. I don't know what else to say.
Well, they blew it for you and they blew it for me. It was like a double whammy. That they weren't my upset special. I went with San Francisco, Seattle. And I like Seattle because they were coming off a bye week. Mike McDonald had them ready. They played good defense. They kept everyone in check. So that's why I picked them to win. This week is going to be different, but let's talk about Pittsburgh beating Baltimore. What did you come up from that game, Ron?
I thought it was a low scoring game, which is not what anyone expected. I had a prediction of Pittsburgh winning 30-28. Obviously, what was the final score? 18-16. So I thought our offense took a little bit of a step back, having to settle for like all those field goals, five field goals. We moved the ball okay, but once again in the red zone, it's like we hit a wall. I thought too often we got into like second and long, third and long, either because of a penalty or just like a negative play. And I thought the play calling was probably one of Arthur Smith's worst game in terms of play calling. Now, defensively, I thought this was the best game our defense have played the entire year. They were the more physical team. They tackled well. They covered really well. I thought Lamar, he was a little bit off his game that first half. I think his receivers dropped a couple passes too. They had a lot of penalties. They lead the league in penalties. It could have went either way. At the end of the day, this game could have went either way. It is what I kind of expected it to be. And it, I think everyone should expect it always to be a close game between these two teams. But I'm really happy with, I think, the defense, how well they played. And if they can continue to play like that at that level, then they can help us win games where our offense is struggling.
Yeah, that's, to me, I love the Steelers defense, but the offense, like you say, we expected this to be a shootout. It wasn't. And then it was a field goal shootout. So I just feel like I sent you a stat. The Steelers are 12 in scoring. There's 12, 11 other teams ahead of them. So it's like, I just don't feel good about the fact that they're 12, because no defense has taken somebody to the Super Bowl since what? 07? Maybe the Ravens defense? 01, the Ravens defense? The rules have changed. They want people to score. And I want the Steelers to score some more. There's 71 points differential right now because they're just not scoring enough points. I want them scoring more points.
Yeah, I kind of disagree a little bit with that. I do agree the rules are there to benefit the offensive players. Absolutely. Scoring's been up for how many years in a row? Having said that, if you look back at the teams like Kansas City, that have won Super Bowls, their defense have played a huge part in them winning, right? They don't get the credit, I think, because Mahomes is always on the other side, right? And he always looks amazing, electric, whatever he does. But Chris Jones and Kansas City defense has been great for years. If Detroit makes it, it's not just going to be on Goff. Like, Detroit's defense has played really well, even without Aiden Hutchinson. Baltimore's defense has played really well, right? For the most part. So I think defense does matter. I think you can win a playoff game. You will need to score for sure. But I think it can get you, you know, it can carry you to a certain extent to the Super Bowl.
See, but you mentioned teams that they have good quarterbacks. I don't think Wilson is there yet. I mean, if I had to pick between Goff and Wilson, I'm going with Goff. If I had to pick between Wilson and Mahomes, I'm going with Mahomes. I just want to see Wilson make a play. Like, he turned the ball over in the red zone. That's a no-no. That's a rookie mistake. And to me, it just kind of worries me. I know that Goff just threw 5 interceptions the other game, but they won that game. So, I'm just saying that I don't want to get my hopes up with the Steelers until I see an offensive explosion.
Yeah, I think everyone should manage their expectations. So, like, if you're expecting them to be a Super Bowl contender without
right
a doubt,
now. They ain't two.
If 8-2 is great, but if you're saying that means they're getting to the Super Bowl, then you're just not paying attention.
So you don't think they're going to get to the Super Bowl?
I think the road ahead is challenging. I think they've been fortunate for the most part. They've been able to navigate some injuries. I think depending on who we match up with, I think they match up well with Baltimore. I think we've shown that the last like 3-4 years, whatever. I think Kansas City is a different story. I think Buffalo is a different story, right? And then Houston, they scare me sometimes, right? They haven't been playing well offensively. If they can get that part of it going, you know, those are teams I think that will give us problems.
Not only give you problems, but then you talk about the Chargers, talk about Broncos. They're not doing it with offense. They're doing it with defense.
We beat the Chargers already. So
that was like week 4. They're not the same team.
I agree, but I think we match up well against it. Chargers are trying to do the same thing that we do. I'm not saying they can't beat the Steelers. They can. But, you know,
I'll take Herbert over Wilson any day.
Okay.
I'm just saying your quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers is not performing. It's not performing like the other
quarterback had one turnover in like 4 games or something like that.
It's a million and a half.
4-0.
A million and a half.
He's, I think if you look at the stats, he's throwing the most like touchdowns.
He's playing like a million and a half.
He's, you know, over the last like 3-4 weeks than anybody's had like a great, you know, QBR and stuff. So I think he's playing really well.
Okay.
Did he have a step back this week? Yes or no? I think, yeah, he didn't look his best the last like week, 2 weeks or so. But I also thought the play calling, like I said, this week was a little bit suspect. And then we didn't do it any favors for getting into like second and third and longs, like every single drive.
Yeah, because I mean, if I'm looking at just like third downs, you were 4-for-16. That's terrible. So was Baltimore. They were 4-for-11. I want to see those third downs conversions. Like, I want to see them actually have a good drive. That means there were 13 times that they had to either punt or field goal. So, yeah, it's just, I want to see more consistency. Just like the same thing that I want to see from the Patriots. Sunday was perfect. They lost the game, but they showed some flair. They showed some drive. The defense wasn't there, but once again, Drake May doing his thing. There was a lot of drop balls from Butte, from even Bourne had a couple, even though he had a touchdown. Can you please surround him with better players? That's all I'm saying. And can he please just not die? That's all I'm saying. Better players and not die. That's all I'm asking for. With week 12, so 6 more games, just manage 6 more games and just go on with life and OTAs and all that stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Who was I watching the other day this week? And they had some really high praise for Drake May.
I know John Gruden was drooling.
Yeah, I think it was Gruden. It was somebody else too that was just drooling over how good Drake May has looked. And listen, I think he is I think he's the real deal, period. Is he perfect? No. There's still a lot of things he needs to work on, right? Still, like, certain reads, he needs to make, like, see faster, get the ball out quicker. I think he still tries to, run out the pocket a little too quickly. He's probably running for his life. You know, having said that, I think he's going to be absolutely fine. I think, to your point, surround him with talent, protect him, give him more weapons at receiver, a running game, a consistent running game, not like 1 week, 73 yards, the next week, like 20. Give him a good running game. He'll be fine.
Ron, let's do our predictions. We're going into week 12. We're going to, let me just pull this up right now. We're going to skip the first game because talking about the Steelers against Cleveland. We're going to go straight to Sunday. Vikings at Chicago. 3.5 is the Minnesota's favorite. 30.5 is the over and under. Ron, what's your prediction?
I got Minnesota winning this one. Listen, I know Chicago, did they win last week or they found a way to lose that game, right?
Williams did look good in that final drive, but wasn't enough.
They moved on from their play caller and they start to look a little bit better, but give me Minnesota still to pull this one off.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota is no Green Bay. I think Minnesota might be a tad better on defense, maybe? I don't know. I think this Minnesota and Green Bay are basically the same team, if you ask me, but I'll give Minnesota to win this one. Next game is Detroit at Indy. Detroit is favored by 7, which is kind of weird. I guess they must have been like thinking about that Richardson. 49.5 is just over and under. Ron, what's your prediction?
Yeah, give me Detroit. I don't see... I think they're on a mission. Detroit is a team on a mission, and they're not going to have a letdown game.
I think they already had their letdown game. It's going to be like just blowing people out left and right, even without Hutchinson on the team. So give me Detroit to win this one. Richardson had a good game, but I think he's good for one good game a year. I don't know. I don't think he's there to be consistent yet. Tampa Bay at New York Giants. We were just talking about Daniel Jones. So this is Tommy DeVito starting. Tampa is favored by 5.5. 41.5 is your under. Ron, what's your prediction?
Give me Tampa. I don't, too much turmoil, dysfunction in New York, both New York teams. Give me Tampa. I think coming off a bye, right? They should be ready to go.
Yeah, give me Tampa. I mean, Atlanta did them a favor by losing. The damn New Orleans. So I don't know now. Like, what's the standing now?
Right now, Atlanta is still in first. They're 6-5. Tampa's 4-6 right now. So, and then in the division, Atlanta's 4-1 already.
Wow, that's
wow. Pretty so good. Yeah. And Tampa's 1-2.
I mean, you can win this division with like an 8-9 record. So I don't know. It's just Denver was a non-division game, so I guess it wasn't too bad. But I'm still holding on hope for Tampa to win this division. So give me Tampa to win this game. The next one is the Cowboys at Commanders. Commanders is favored by 10? Whoa! 45.5 is the one under. Ron, what's your prediction?
Taking the Commanders. There's nothing good going on in Dallas, right? And they're playing on the road in Washington. It is a divisional game, so, the spread does worry me about a little bit, but Washington, they need a win, right? They're kind of reeling a little bit. They're going to pull this one off.
10 points is a lot, but Cowboys look terrible. Last night, I saw some defensive flashes for them, but the offense was terrible. They did everything under the sun to try to confuse Houston. It didn't work. So yeah, Washington should take this one. The Chiefs at Panthers. The Chiefs are favored by 11 points. A 42.5 is the over and under. Ron, what's your prediction?
Kansas City will have a bounce back game. Carolina's a terrible team. Kansas City should have no problem winning this game. I know they're struggling a little bit offensively, but they'll figure it out, and they should win. This would be a monumental upset if they somehow lose to Carolina.
Yeah, I got Kansas City winning this team, and it shouldn't be close. It shouldn't be close. So I'm not even going to watch this game because it shouldn't be close. Tennessee at Houston. Houston is favored by 8 points. 41.5 is the over and under. Ron, what's your prediction?
Give me Houston. I thought they looked really good against Dallas. I think Dallas is just a bad team. But I think, listen, Stroud is not playing his best ball yet. But I think he didn't need to. I think now that we're getting later on in the season, now is what he needs to show what he can do. So give me Houston to win and then for them to continue, winning these next few weeks.
Yeah, Houston is not the same Houston that it was last year. Let's be honest, it is CJ Stroud. I don't know what's wrong with him, or maybe they got tape on him and defenses are better, but as long as they have Mixon on the mix, they'll be fine. Denver Broncos at Raiders. Denver is favored by 5.5. I think it should be more, but 41.5 is the over and under. Ron, who'd you go with?
Give me Denver. This is a team that's in the playoff hunt right now, and a win would go a long way. They should easily handle the Raiders. Denver should win this one. You're thinking it should be more?
It should be more because I've seen now the betting public actually think that Bo Nix could get Rookie of the Year for Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think Daniels should get one, but the fact that we're talking about Bo Nix is because he's so efficient when he runs the offense. Other than Drake May, I can see Bo Nix coming in second. I can see that. Like, I can actually picture that. And I was, like, making fun of Bo Nix at the beginning of the year because he was basically a running quarterback, and all of a sudden he's actually doing plays.
You should pull up the stats for the rookie quarterbacks to compare all of them because, and I haven't seen it for myself, but I saw someone was comparing Caleb Williams to Jaden Daniels, and their stats weren't that different, surprisingly. Their records were, like, you know, different, right? Like, Chicago is not struggling and Washington was playing well, but statistically, if you just look at the stats, they were okay. I'm saying that to say that Bo Nix has 14 touchdowns right now, which is great, to 6 interceptions. So, but I'm pretty sure when you look at Jaden and Caleb, I don't think they're too far off.
Well, look, while you look at it up, the next game is 49ers at Packers. Green Bay is favored by 2.5. 47.5 is the over and under. Ron, who'd you go with?
I went with San Francisco. They let me down last week, but if they're going to be a playoff team, they're going to have to start winning these tough games. Right? They're 5-5, but they're not far out. They're only a game behind right now. They are 1-3 in division, though. So this is a critical game for them. They need to win. Give me San Fran to win this one.
I was going back and forth between San Fran and Green Bay, but this is a home game for Green Bay. I don't know if, you know, San Francisco is ready to cold weather and all that stuff. So I'm not super confident in love, but I like the atmosphere. I like the fact that it's Green Bay, cold weather. Give me Green Bay to win this one. 2.5 seems like it should be lower, but give me Green Bay to win this one. Let's talk about Monday night game. Baltimore Ravens at Los Angeles Rams. Ravens are favored by 3 points. 50.5 is the over and under. Ron, what's your prediction?
Give me the Rams. part of it is I thought the Rams were impressive this past week. If they can throw on the Patriots defense, they should be able to throw on the Ravens defense. I think Baltimore, you know, it's going to be tough for them to fly all the way out on the West Coast. And, you know, I think Lamar, he almost has to, I feel like he has to carry that team. And this, it's just going to be too much pressure. I think the Rams are a good team and they should be able to win that one. I'm surprised Baltimore's favored, to be honest with you.
I'm not surprised at all. Do you know what's Lamar's record against the NFC?
What?
20-1. Oh. 20-1. This okay. Dude does not lose to the NFC teams. So give me Baltimore. I just feel like after a loss, they're probably going to be pissed. They're probably be like, hey, why are we getting all these penalties? They're going to get Derrick Henry going. And I'm not sold. I know there's a lot of rookies on the LA Rams. I'm not sold on that defense, but give me Baltimore to win this one.
Hey, real quick before you move on, so I just pull up Jaden Daniels' stats. So far, 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 2,300 yards passing, 23-38. Caleb Williams is at 9 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 2,000 yards passing. And then I mentioned Bo Nix. He was at, what, 14 touchdowns already? So, you know, I think it's, and he's right at like 22.75 for yards, 14-6. I think all these guys are pretty close, to be honest with you.
14 touchdowns to 9 is not pretty close.
Well, yeah, but the rating is the same. So he has 89
rating. Nobody, what, Ron, how many times have I mentioned that? No one looks at that.
At the end of the day,
no one looks at that.
Here's what happens, right? If you're on a losing team, your team's losing, people are going to look at you like you're not the... If your team is winning, even if it's like winning in spite of you, people are going to like, oh, he's actually better than what he really is.
That's what no one looks at rating. They look at how many touchdowns you threw. Is your team any good? Rookie of the year. Yeah. Offensive rookie of the year.
Yep.
Let's talk about our teams, Ron. Pittsburgh at Cleveland. 3.5 is a spread. 36.5 is a over and under. Ron, what's your prediction?
I got Pittsburgh winning 21-16. I don't like the fact that a lot of people in the national media and local media are saying this is like an easy win. It's not. It's a divisional game. Jameis Winston scares me. Like, he can have a game. He'll keep both teams in, right? So he'll have a game we throw three touchdowns, or you'll have a game where we throw like, you know, 4 interceptions. So it can go either way. He's very streaky. And you know, that part makes me nervous. So, but I think our guys are gonna be a little bit tired coming off a short week. I know a lot of, you know, players, we didn't have a lot of injuries from this past week, but coming off a physical game against Baltimore, that does concern me a little bit. So I'm hoping we don't have a letdown, but 21-16 is what I have.
Yeah, I also have Steelers winning. I also think that this could be a trap game. Cause everything that you mentioned, short week, you know, divisional game. Cleveland does have Nick Chubb, not 100%, but I guess he's out there. And Winston, you know, he just chucks it. He doesn't care how many INTs he has. But I got Pittsburgh winning 17-13. Again, the defense is going to stand up. I just want to see more production from Wilson. That's all. And Cleveland, you know, we're talking about a team that has waved the white flag long ago.
Not Jameis. Not that often.
Well, not him.
He threw for almost 400 yards. Last week.
It was a loss, though.
Yeah. Almost 400 yards.
Yeah, because, listen, whether it's Winston, Lawrence, you name them, they love garbage time points. They love garbage time play. the game could be out of hand, but, you know, they just love making up those extra yards.
They beat Baltimore just a couple weeks ago. Jameis threw for 334 yards in that game. 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Listen, if the Steelers win game 9, I get my money. So I'm hoping for the Steelers.
That's all you care about.
For the Steelers to win this game, and I'm free. I'm through. I don't care what they do after that.
Listen, they better show up. They got to come prepared, expecting a challenge. Jameis, you know, we live here in Orlando. I've seen enough of Tampa games when he played here. That dude keeps the offense, like, hyped up. They'll be in, engaged, and trying to score points. He's going to chuck it, like you said. He's not scared to throw it. Secondary better be ready.
Yeah, that Pickens, not Pickens, what's his name? The son?
Porter.
Yeah, Porter Jr. better be ready. New England at Miami. Miami's favored by 7 points. 45.5 is the over and under. Ron, what's your...
I got Miami winning this one. It's in Miami. Give me the Dolphins 24-21.
Yeah, I got the Dolphins winning 24-17. I mean, this is going to be Drake May's first time. And I think we might get a cold front this weekend, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it'll affect Miami. At least I haven't looked. But Miami has always been a house of horrors, so this might be a loss, but I know they just beat Las Vegas last week, but can you trust Miami now or not? Not yet.
Probably.
I mean, they have Tua back, they have Waddle back, they have Hill, which I don't know. This one week is his knee, the other week is his back, one week is his ankle. I can't keep up with all the injuries anymore, but Miami should win this one.
I'm about to say, it sounds like you're leaning towards an upset.
No. Especially the way that the secondary play for my New England is just not good. Ron, what's your upset special?
I went to the Philly Chargers game. Chargers playing really well. Give me Chargers to win 26-23. I think it was a 3-point spread. 3-point spread. Philly favored 49.5 was the over under. So I'm going 26-23 Chargers in LA.
I picked Philadelphia. This might be a defensive battle. 23-26 might be too high. I like the Chargers defense. I like the Eagles defense. I feel like Fangio has finally figured out how to use those Georgia players. Every game that I've seen for the Eagles have the opposing quarterback running for his life. I don't know if that's going to happen with the Chargers, but give me Philly. And it's going to be just like the Steelers. The first half, you're going to be like shaking your head like, what are the Eagles doing? And they make adjustments. Give me the Eagles to win. My upset special, Arizona at Seattle. I got Arizona winning 24-21.
It's not much of an upset, dude. It's a 1-point spread. It doesn't qualify as an upset.
But look at the other games. What choice did I have?
Well, you had one here, so you have.
I don't do double dip. I don't do double dipping. Yeah, there was not a lot of choices.
Yeah,
okay. There was not a lot of choices, so I went with Arizona. I think there were, what was the spread? Spread was 1 point to Seattle, 47.5 or not. So yeah, it didn't meet the 3.5 threshold, but I mean, all the other spreads were really, really high. That it was so high that I wasn't really.
This doesn't qualify as an upset special.
No, listen, you double dipped last week and you lost. Don't be mad.
Double dip.
Don't be mad. Anyways, I pick Arizona to win this one. They're coming off a bye week. They're finally using Harrison how he's supposed to be used. Kyler Murray is not hurt, and we're talking about week 12 now. he's not, at least there's no injury that apparently is slowing him down. And as much as I like Gino, Gino's having like a resurgence, right? Give me Arizona to win this one. Ron, who's your power ranking?
So not much has changed. I have Detroit at number one. So I'm going to keep them there for a while until they lose. I moved Buffalo into number two with Baltimore losing. I got Kansas City at number three, so I have them right where they're at. I moved Pittsburgh to four, Baltimore to five, Philly at six, Green Bay at seven. The Chargers, I moved them into my top 10 all the way to number eight. Minnesota at nine, Washington at number 10. So last week I had San Francisco at number 10. I moved them out of my top 10.
Yeah, I went back and forth between Buffalo and Detroit. And then I came with Buffalo as my number one team just because I don't like, so far, the competition that has played against Detroit. I feel like Buffalo has played better teams than Detroit has. But let's talk about the divisional games, and then there's no divisional games for Buffalo that they're not gonna, you know, Green Bay, Minnesota, those are good games. Tell me in the AFC East, who's Buffalo's competition? None.
Nobody right now.
Nobody. So give me Buffalo, Detroit, Kansas City on third, Pittsburgh, I got fourth, Chargers fifth, Arizona.
Why is Arizona still in your top 10?
As long as they're leading the division and they're scoring points, I like them better than...
You might as well have Atlanta in there then.
No, I'm not having Atlanta.
But you have Arizona.
Arizona has actual competition in the division. Atlanta doesn't, and they still lose. How is that possible? How is that possible?
But you think so? I mean, I would argue that Washington should be in your top 10. Or, heck, I just moved San Francisco out. But I would argue that, you know, those are two teams I'd consider over Arizona. Even though I know Arizona's, you know, winning the division right now.
Yeah, until Washington actually shows me that they can beat good teams. I think they're like 0-6 now, 0-4 against good teams. So yeah, they're not gonna make my top 10. I got Minnesota, Green Bay, Philadelphia, and Houston is back in. Even though I got them on my 10, they could be 11, but I have Baltimore out. But again, they could be back in.
Baltimore out of your top 10.
Yes.
That's insane.
They just lost.
So what?
And they're not leading the division. Sorry.
They lost to the team that you have ranked fourth.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
So if you rank fourth, doesn't mean you lost by, what, 2 points to a top 10 team. How are you not in the top 10? I'm glad you don't do the college football rankings.
Baltimore, Chargers are better. Arizona, Baltimore. I actually think Arizona is better. Minnesota is better. Green Bay, Baltimore, Green Bay is better. Philadelphia,
I mean, you don't believe any of the stuff you're just saying.
You're just mad because Baltimore, it's right there next to you. Don't be mad. It's okay.
You don't believe anything you're saying whatsoever.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm winning, right?
Yeah,
that's why I'm winning because all this doesn't make sense. That's why I'm winning.
It doesn't. Your logic makes it. You've had Baltimore in your top 10 the entire year.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No.
I guarantee you've had them in your top 10 the entire year. I guarantee there's not been a week they have not been in your top 10.
They were not there week 8. Oh, no, they were. Sorry. They were there. Week 7? Yep. Week 6? Let's see.
They were not. It is not a week they were not in your top 10. I guarantee it.
Let's see. No, they were there week 6, week 5. I'm just looking at the spreadsheet right now. They were 10th week 5. Ooh, that was close. Let's see week 4. Week 4, did they move up? I think they were because they were winning. Nope, they were not there week four. I knew that they were not, because they come back and forth. Some weeks they're really good, some weeks they're really bad, and this week they were really bad. I mean, they couldn't score a touchdown.
Who is in your dang Super Bowl?
Not the Ravens.
But they're in your playoffs.
No, actually, I do have the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
So how the hell?
They're just not going to win the Super Bowl. That's it.
But how can you have them in the Super Bowl and not be consistently in your top 10?
Well, you have the Ravens winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're in my top 10.
That's why you only have them in your top 10, because you're like, I gotta make this up in case they make the Super Bowl.
They're a top 10 team. They just lost to Pittsburgh. You have number 4.
They lost to Kansas City.
Another top 10 team. Number 3 you have them ranked.
They lost to Cleveland.
Okay, all right. It's a divisional game. Okay.
I think they lost to Cincy, right?
No, they beat Cincy.
They don't have a record that makes me say.
Walk me through the 5 Arizona losses and tell me why they should be in your top 10.
Well, we know that Arizona, that division is better than your division.
That doesn't matter. Walk me through their 5 losses and tell me how that's any more impressive than what Baltimore's doing.
Ron, listen, you can have Baltimore in your top 10. That's your prerogative. That's your prerogative.
But right now,
they're 7-4, and let's see who are the teams that they lost. They lost to Kansas City. They lost to Cleveland. They lost to the Raiders. The Raiders. Okay. They lost to the Raiders. And you want me to put crown them in my list?
No. In your top 10. Why not?
No.
So do the same now.
Why not? Doesn't count.
Do the same for Arizona.
And they lost against the Browns, and they lost against the Steelers. That's just not a top 10 team. Sorry.
Give me a break.
Sorry. Do you have any type of goodwill towards the Steelers fans out there?
We're winning. Things are great. Let's not panic because our offense struggled a little bit. Let's not get too high either, because it's a tough matchup this week. So I'm expecting a win, but I can see a letdown. Even if we do lose, it doesn't mean the season's over. It just means, you know, Thursday night games are hard, especially when you come off a tough divisional opponent like your rival in the Ravens. So I think we have a good team. All I care about, honestly, at this point is seeding and health. Those are the two most important things, right? Because if you get into the playoffs with a pretty healthy team, then you have a good chance of making a run. The second thing is, if you match up well with the teams that you're playing, and that's all based on seeding, then you have a chance to make a run, right? You don't want to have to face like Buffalo in week one, or even Baltimore, even though you know you've had a good record against them. You don't want to have that be your matchup in week one. So, you know, these games are important for seeding, and you know, let's try to get some home field games for sure.
If they looks like they're going to make the playoffs and they lose the playoffs, how many years will that make? 9?
10?
10?
I think so.
Wow. That's a long time. But some teams haven't even been to the playoffs. When you talk about the New York Jets, I think they're year 15 that they haven't made to the playoffs. Listen, Patriots fans, just keep chugging along. Titans was the perfect game. LA Rams was the perfect game. Just display what you can do and then lose. That's all I want. Display that you have mental toughness, as your coach say, and just, you know, collect players, draft players, do the Detroit Lions thing where nobody wants to come there. So yeah, that's all I asked for. Like, just more and more. That's all I'd say. Week 12, we got 6 more weeks left. 7, I think we haven't had a bye week yet, but that's all I'm saying. Just keep going. So I'm looking, just really quick, I'm looking at the Steelers' rest of the games.
Yeah, it's tough.
Bengals, Browns again. Eagles, Ravens, this time at Ravens, then the Chiefs, then the Bengals. I mean, that's a murderer's row right there.
Yeah, I honestly.
And you think that you can get the number one seed?
I mean, it's a chance. I don't see us winning. I think, well, so I see us finishing. I think my prediction was like 3-4 the rest of the way. Right. So, you know, that gets us to what, 10 wins, 11 wins. So that's not good. You know, is it enough to win a division? Maybe, but it's going to be pretty close.
Because I'm just going to look at the games that are left for the Bills really quick. They got the Niners, got the Rams, the Lions, Patriots, Jets, Patriots again. So they got 3 wins automatically, which would make them, you know, 12-2 right now. This could be a 14 game winning team. They're going to get the number one seed. I'm calling it right now. Number one seed is going to the Bills.
What about Kansas City? I wouldn't write them off just yet.
I mean, they still have to play the Chargers. They still have to play Denver. I think those teams are much, much better than the Patriots and Jets. Maybe the Niners and the Lions can give them, the Bills, some headaches. But yeah, this is a minimum a 12 win team. Minimum.
Let's see. Chiefs, Carolina win. Raiders win. Chargers, who knows? Cleveland should be a win, but who knows? Houston, Pittsburgh, Denver. Yeah, I mean, they can go 3-4 the rest of the way. Who knows?
Yeah, it's going to be between the two, but I'm calling for Buffalo. I think I want to see Mahomes on the road, even though I think last year he went on the road. But I want to see them, like, you know, earn it. Earn it. If they want a third Super Bowl, I want to see them earn it.
Yeah. Yeah, Pittsburgh, I mean, let's say Kansas City and Buffalo go. What do you say Buffalo is going to go? 3 automatic wins, at least.
At least. So at least 12-5, I guess.
Yeah, that means Pittsburgh would really need to sweep Cleveland and pull at least one off from Cincinnati and then either beat Philly or Kansas City. And then, you know, you got Baltimore there. Are you going to sweep Baltimore on the season? So it's tough. Tough for sure.
It's very tough. Very tough. But let's see what the NFL has in store for us. Because, you know, we're talking about 3 games in 10 days, which is not fair if you ask me. So let's see what happens. The Thanksgiving games and the Christmas. Because Christmas is on Wednesday this year.
Yeah. Speaking of Christmas.
And I think they're going to have a game.
Yeah, they are.
On a Wednesday, right?
I think so. I don't know what teams, though. But, it looks like I'm looking at it. Kansas City is going to be on Christmas on Netflix. Netflix. Let's talk about the fight. Tyson fight. That was a horrible fight, number one. And then Netflix, holy cow. What are we doing? Why do we have games on Netflix?
I mean, they're not ready for it. At least with Prime Video, they have the servers. Netflix, I don't know. They have the money, but they don't have the servers.
Like, how does that happen?
That's basically what it comes down to. They were unprepared. I don't know if they just didn't have the... Well, obviously, they didn't have the bandwidth. But I don't know if they didn't estimate how many people will be tuning in. Like, can you not know by the membership and the new memberships? Like, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. It's just a lot of questions that have to be answered.
I
on Monday when they came to work
for Christmas to be in front of the TV, Steelers, Kansas City. We better have good, you know, we better be good service with Netflix. If it's choppy, I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, what I did when Netflix was going down, I actually saw somebody posted a stream right on Twitter. And that's how I was able to watch it. I know I was maybe like 10 seconds behind, but it never stopped. So there are ways to get around it, but I had to watch it on my phone.
Ridiculous.
It's like, what do I pay this money for? All right, so next week we'll have week 13. We'll hopefully Steelers take care of business on Thursday. And then New England takes care of business but ends up losing. That's what I want. Takes care of business but ends up losing. That's what I want.
Yeah.
So
we're almost at a point we start talking like playoff scenarios. And then for your team, for the Patriots, I guess we can talk about
draft order. We'll see because there's so many bad teams.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm actually surprised that Doug Peterson wasn't fired.
Oh yeah.
I'm very surprised.
They're gonna have him till the end of the season,
they might as well keep him. I mean, there's no point. Woody Johnson firing that GM, I can almost see that he just got fed up and said, you need to go. So listen, it is what it is. Holidays are coming. You know, basketball is here. The winter owners meetings for baseball is almost coming up. So yeah, this is a time for, you have to be one eye closed, one eye open, or whatever the saying goes. So I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm tuning any of that stuff out and just focus on Pittsburgh right now until, you know, they find a way to let me down in the playoffs.
Yeah. Right now you're happy and then you're unhappy again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that said, I say peace.
Peace. All right. That's it, guys. That's the end of the show. Thanks so much for all your support and listening today. If you got any questions, comments, feedback, feel free to email us at simsportsmedia@gmail.com. That's SYMSPORTSMEDIA@gmail.com. Peace.